This is Raleigh Burley reporting from the Western Slope Solar Fair and Permaculture Expo, and I have a very special guest. Hello.
Hi, I'm Karen von Gontard. I'm the board chair of Viva La Vida Foundation, which is a new foundation centered in Paonia, Colorado.
And from what I just saw, you are planning a new spiritual agriculture school.
Yep.
That's going to be situated here in Paonia.
Yes, bought a farm this year, about 32 acre farm that's just up on one of the mesas right outside of Paonia, and we are establishing a school of spiritual agriculture. We've already been teaching seminars here since 2013 when we brought a man named Enzo Nestati from Italy. He's been doing research based in Rudolf Steiner's work, who was the father of biodynamics, and it was firmly rooted in Rudolf Steiner's works, but not just in biodynamics. And Enzo is very well versed in other healing modalities from acupuncture, Chinese medicine, and really very firmly grounded in homeopathics. So he uses homeopathy to potentize preparations and has developed them, starting with the biodynamic preparations, but then he has let them evolve, as they are spiritually inspired to do, to meet some of the challenges of our current times, which are far greater than 1924 when Rudolf Steiner first gave the indications for biodynamics.
Challenges like new technologies,
chemicals, the degradation of seeds and the vitality in animals, Wi-Fi, electric magnetic fields, radioactivity. None of this was even in existence in Steiner's day, but he gave very clear indications in multiple lectures over 40 years that we needed to move things forward because the challenges of modern times are going to increasingly become more difficult. So we have to move forward to meet those challenges.
And about how many students do you think the school will be able to accept once it's open and ready?
Well, once we get the large building in place, we should be able to house probably 30 to 50 students and up to 80 people altogether, because we'll need the teachers in residence as well. It's a long program because learning how to farm in a new way, or how to garden in a new way, or how to build, you know, new machines that are really based in moral technology rather than just the kind of machines that we have now, which just pollute the atmosphere and really bring negative impulses. They're helpful. They help us in our tasks, but they're not necessarily bringing life-enhancing forces. We want to move beyond that. Architecture is a big focus so that we can bring healing modalities into the structures so that the farm organism is set up with particular ratios and proportions so that it is acting like a preparation that is working every single day, 24/7. If the farm is set up in the correct manner, you can use the forces of nature to actually enhance the vitality of the plants and the animals and the people that are in residence there.
Do you see the school as diversifying with different programs, or really focusing on everything as kind of one whole?
It is all one whole because we need all those components to have a fully functioning and healthy organism. With an agricultural school, we need to have a way to teach people who want to grow an orchard, or want to grow grapevines, or want to grow grains, or, you know, soya is very different from growing wheat. So we need to have components for everything. We have a dairy already established, and we will be moving the dairy to the new farm soon. Hopefully by 2018, we will be able to begin building the new dairy building. We have the plans for the two buildings, the school building and the dairy. This year, we're just going to focus on getting the hay sheds and the storage sheds up and doing the plantings that we need, hedgerows, woods area, things like that at the farm. But our ultimate goal is that this will be a school where we are able to pay the farmers to come and attend, because the goal for us is really to help farmers to be able to make a living and to be able to feed the world. We're falling behind in that. And we've moved to a new methodology based in biodynamics, but something that works. We've had good results showing that it's more effective and it's faster. And that's important because we can't really go to a you know, poor farmer in the Altiplano of Peru or in Africa and say, oh, we're going to bury some manure in a horn, and in a year you can take it out and spray your fields, and in 2 years you'll eat. They're hungry right now. Mm-hmm. So we have to have something that can provide that. Well, farmers can't really afford to leave their farms without being able to pay someone to watch their farms. And so we feel that charging farmers to come is not going to accomplish what our goal is. And the ultimate vision is that each farmer that learns these techniques and takes them home is then an inoculant for the next farmer next door to learn. And by doing this, we can spread who knows how far.
Right.
Everywhere.
So the intention is obviously not a profit-making institution. You really care about these teachings and you want to share them with the world.
Absolutely. Yeah. I don't know that we'll ever make any money, but we're having some pretty tremendous success with people finding us. We just concluded a 9-day seminar, and we had over 50 people come to attend. They were from Mexico, all over the United States. We have people that come from Canada. We even have people in Russia that are in contact with us. You know, it's becoming a movement, and I don't know how it's happened. It just blossomed. So people are thirsty for what we're trying to do, and they're coming.
And for people who want to learn more and follow the efforts of this organization, is there a website they can check out?
There is a website. It's VivaLaVidaFoundation.org. Yeah, we're happy to do farm tours, to take people up to see what we're doing and show them the plans. And yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.